I'm in the shed. And tonight's job is a whiskey review. I need to review some whiskey for the newsletter. If you're not subscribed to the newsletter, it's documentally.com/backchannel and you shall find it. So, what am I drinking? Been into my bourbon recently. I like my Irish whiskies. I occasionally get my hands on some fantastic Scottish single malt. But I don't know, I keep returning to bourbon. Maybe I'm missing the States, missing America. Maybe I want to jump on a horse and ride west. But yeah, and this one is pretty special. It's got two IWSC awards under its belt. It's called Eagle Rare, the 10-year-old Kentucky Straight Bourbon. Shoots straight, hits the mark. And it's 38 quid, a bargain, if you ask me. This was a gift for my birthday, though. Not my first bottle. I recently discovered this on a late night in Gothenburg. I may even have talked about it before in audio. I don't remember where exactly we were, but it was, from what I can remember, a very pleasant end to the evening. So, I'm going to write some tasting notes. If you're in a bar, order it and tell the barman to leave the bottle. You've got to do that at least once in your life. Keep him in a fixed stare. Even if you're on your own and he wonders whether or not you can handle that bottle, just keep a fixed gaze. Even if he looks at you wondering on whether or not you can afford that entire bottle, if you're outside of Stockholm, you probably will be able to. It's best to open with the teeth, twist, yank, across the room, as far as you can. In my shed, there's a couple of guitars in one corner, and I have been known to get a really gorgeous sound as the cork hits the strings. But you want to kind of get the saloon feeling going, really, don't you? You want to feel like you're in a saloon in the West. So now the cork's on the floor, the bottle's open and it's going to stay that way. Your challenge is to drink it before it evaporates. Obviously, you're not on a horse, so use a glass. If you're near a fridge, an ice cube. I've got two small ice cubes, actually, which equate to maybe one ice cube. And that's pretty nice. I kind of like it that way. Just takes the ever so slight edge off. Handful of ice if you're thirsty. You might be a bit dehydrated. You might have just rode in on a horse. So you'll be thankful for a little bit more fluid at the end of your glass. But it's also a good sipping whiskey. I've often, when I've been trapped in my shed, away from the fridge, just drunk it on its own. That's fine. I've not tried it in a hip flask. And I haven't tried it sat around a campfire, swigging from the bottle with strangers. The first gulp, it refreshes more than anaesthetizes. Like full-bodied leather riding chaps. Smoke from the charred butt of a rifle you've left just a little bit too close to the fire. And a slither of metal from a bloodied lip. Maybe you got in a bar fight. And as you lick your lip, it feels like someone else's. Caramel and vanilla. Maybe you stole a kiss from the girl playing the piano in the bar. And then the finish. It's a reminder, a warning to sip again, if only to remove the taste of cheap coffin pine. Yeah, I could recommend this. It's a good whiskey. Whatever you're drinking. Enjoy.